Whitney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our halftime report here in Sydney. Sydney on top 22-0 over Oxford Green at the break. I'm Nate Lull, Austin Henschy on the call with me here tonight. And again, just want to pass along some of those out-of-town scores. Bainbridge-Guilford football up 20-13 at the half against Newark Valley tonight. That game is down on the brand new turf field in Bainbridge. I got a chance to go down yesterday and check it out. It's really nice down there. Of course, if you've been to a Bainbridge game, if you picture that there was really not great parking there, you had to park kind of far away and walk, they put in where their old practice field was. They blacktopped there, and I believe it's about 100 spaces for cars. So you can drive all the way down by the field now. Of course, first come, first serve, but you can park down by the field, and that's really nice there. And the setup is pretty much the same. Everything's the same, but brand new turf, brand new track. We got to walk the whole thing and check it out, and I was just really impressed. They played their first two games of the season up here at Sydney because it wasn't quite ready yet, but they got cleared this week to get out on it. So they'll be playing the rest of their home games there. Some of the other sports will get to play, but they're trying to break it in with a win tonight. So far, so good. They're ahead 20-13 at the half over Newark Valley. Did have a score update from Delhi. They are hosting Tioga tonight, and as of this week's New York State Sports Writers poll, that's the top two teams in the state in Class D. Delhi is ahead of Tioga 7-6 at the half. It's also a rematch of last year's Section 4 Class D championship game. So Tioga had a really tight game with Deposit Hancock a week ago, and of course Tioga lost their first game of the season in a very low-scoring defensive battle against Windsor 9-7. So to me, it really feels like Section 4 Class D is kind of wide open this year. Maybe the favorite has to be Delhi going in as the defending champs. I know some people got on me. I was on a high school sports football preview podcast, and I said I think it still runs through Delhi, and I had some fans and coaches, jokingly I should say, reach out to me and say, oh, come on, you should have given us some more love. So, but there's some really good teams. Sydney's showing me tonight they're good. I fully expect BG, Deposit Hancock, all to be in the conversation. You can never count out Walton. So really, it's going to be very fun. I think the other division has some strong teams as well. Did have one other out-of-town score update that we're searching for, that Unitigo score at the half. So we will definitely get that for you as soon as we can. This is our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, of course, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. You're going to want to keep that phone number handy with the weather starting to turn, although it felt like summer today. So certainly want to have that so when the weather does get cold all the time, you'll have it right there. So Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. We'll take a break. Hench will join me when we come back. At the half, it's Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing, here on WCDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Kick off your visit with chicken tots or fried ravioli. Choose from delicious pizzas and rolls and the game winners like the Blitz Burger, topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the Big Mac Salad Burger with the fixins and a Thousand Island dressing. Jerry's Inn at 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. See you on game day.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Again, the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, brought to you by Mirabito. You can call them at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. I did have one other out-of-town score update to pass along. Deposit Hancock up 14-12 at the half. They're on the road tonight over Spencer Vennett and Kander. And looks like end of the third up at the U, with Unitego on top of Morris Elite in 23-14. You had a chance to watch Unitego yet, Hench?
I have not, but my father keeps me updated. He was pretty impressed with their first two games. I think they're averaging 61 points.
Yeah.
They sound very young. I've heard some good things out of the Fairburn kid. So we're excited to see what they have going forward. It's nice to hear that Unitego's putting together a squad. The Johnson kid's playing football this year. He's quite the athlete. So it's exciting to hear these names that you heard in Unitego football 20, 25 years ago making plays again.
Yeah, we gave Zach Sousa our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Waste Recovery Enterprises last week. He has 15 carries, over 300 yards, and 4 TDs in the first two games of the year. And so we gave him the Athlete of the Week, but could have given it to Sargent or any one of those guys. They're off to a hot start. Fun to see Xander Johnson playing football, too. It's something I've always thought about in the back of my mind, but got to get up there soon to watch those guys.
It's wild, you know, growing up in the 90s and early 2000s here in the Johnsons, the Sousas, the Fairburns, the Jordans, all these names, the Bertzels, names that continue to stay around the local area. The talent and the bloodline, man, it's good to see out of Unitego.
Yeah, it's exciting, and seems like maybe 8-man is a little more wide open than it has been. I think they do have a tough schedule coming up, but Section 4 8-man has been really, really good the last couple of years, including having Moravia go all the way deep into states last year before losing to Frankfurt Schuyler. But so there's going to be some tough teams to play. But, boy, so far, yeah, averaging, I think it's 62 points a game. That's a lot of points.
I mean, 24 on the board already today at the end of three. When the running back, the Sousa kid, can average over 15 yards a carry, sounds like he's got some speed to get to the outside. And believe it or not, it sounds like they've got quite a bit of size. The Johnson kid, the Jordan kid, again, names we've heard 20 years ago, still committing to the play of Unitego football.
Gotta love it. All right, we're going to take one last quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score here, Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing. Third quarter coming up. For Austin Henschy, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We are ready for the start of the second half here in Sydney. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Austin Henschy, and of course Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer down on Main Street at the WCDO studios. Oxford Green will be kicking off, and Sydney will receive going right to left. Sydney is in the maroon tops, the white pants, the gray helmets, and Oxford Green the white tops, the black helmets, and the black pants. So we will see how Sydney can start off the second half. Going to be an onside kick, ball loose. I do believe Sydney fell on it here right at about midfield.
Oxford Green giving Sydney a taste of their own medicine early this second half.
Boy, what do you think? I guess you got nothing to lose, right? It's 22-0. Let's go for it.
Hey, let's put it all on the table. Aggressive coaching, time to get after it.
And so Sydney's going to have great field position. And I wish I could remember the reasonings that Coach Matthews would give us every week of, even if we kick it short and we don't get it, just how the math worked out. And even if we give it to them at midfield, we almost don't care.
Yeah, it's 50-50. It's a toss-up. You're a risk-taker. As a head coach, you're taking risks. But if you trust your team, if you trust your playmakers, you want to get them the ball.
All right, so Sydney, again, going right to left. After the failed onside kick, we'll have it going right to left here. And they're going to go right back to Aiden O'Connor. Hits the hole. He's got the first down. They're pulling on the back of his jersey, trying to haul him down. He's got about 13 yards right up the gut. Good for a first down.
I think we see why he wears the number zero, because he does not lose any yards. And there's always a gain. He's got a first down almost every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, he has been tremendous tonight here for Sydney as we start this second half. Sydney leading 22-0. Again, thanks for joining us online tonight, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, longtime sponsor of our web stream and our game audio archive. Man in motion from left to right. Two wide receivers now to the right. Tuck and run here for right.
Good guy.
And he's going to pick up the first down. Boy, what a cutback to the inside for the QB, Elijah Wright.
Once you think the kid stopped in the backfield, he makes a swift move and gets 10 yards downfield.
You know, this young crew, they've been excited for football. They've been excited for baseball. Some bright futures here
for
in
sure.
Sydney.
Watching this young sophomore quarterback, bright future for this kid. Looks like he'll have a few more years of good football under his belt.
Sydney marching right down the field here with 10:40 to go in this third quarter, leading 22-0. Their first drive of the second half in the shotgun. Here is Elijah Wright waiting for the snap. Snap was low. He's able to scoop it out of the dirt. Can he get out of dodge? Yes, he does. Back to the line of scrimmage and gets a couple of more. That could have been a really bad play, but he gets some positive yardage.
Once again, Elijah Wright, tremendous effort. Looks like he's going to get a sack in the backfield, puts his head down, gains 4 yards.
Yeah, really great play there. Going to bring up about a second down and 7 to go, maybe 8.
Interesting to see if Sydney stays conservative this second half. You know, you don't want to run it up too much, but let's see what they can do offensively. Maybe they just stick with the run.
Yeah, I'll be very interested to see how they want to handle this as we wait for the snap. Here is Wright. Thought about handing it off, it looked like. This time he's trapped in the backfield, and he's brought down. Good play there by Oxford Green. They would not be denied. That looked like Dante Wrench maybe from behind to bring him down.
Yeah, and it was number 63, Wyatt Kilmer. Once again, we keep seeing him get into the backfield. Hats off to Wyatt Kilmer. It seems to be getting quite a bit of penetration through the inner A gap.
You know, we've been talking so much about Sydney, but hence you're right. These Oxford Green guys working hard, staying positive. You haven't seen any quit in them at all.
No, no heads down, still fighting forward, and that's what football's all about, one step in front of the other.
So after some positive yardage, this actually brings Sydney back for about a third and 13 at the Oxford Green 30-yard line. 9:05 to go here in the third quarter, waiting for the snap and the shotgun. Off his left hip, he's got Aiden O'Connor, right, steps back. Out of the pocket, throws one up into the night sky. This is a dangerous pass, and it's batted out of bounds.
But you know what? Again, Elijah Wright, giving his receivers the opportunity to catch a ball. He's keeping his eyes downfield. There's nothing there, but he chucks it up. Maybe a receiver will come down with it.
Yeah, gave his guy a little extra time. But again, Oxford Green finding a way to get home a little bit here, making things difficult. Clock at 8:55 to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading 22-0. We'll try to keep you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard. Would love to know how that Delhi-Tioga game is going to end up.
Gosh, I can only imagine what it is to be a spectator at that game. Two powerhouses in Class D football the last 10 years. Seems like any football out of Delaware County in the last 40 years is the powerhouse.
So here is a fourth down and about 12 to go, and we got a whistle right before the snap. And this is going to go against Sydney. Really thought about going over there tonight. But we've already done a Delhi football game. We've done two Delhi soccer games. Well, again, one of those was against Sydney. But I just thought, I want to be here for Sydney's home opener tonight. Hadn't seen them yet. You know, it's already a couple weeks into the season. They hadn't had this home game. I felt this was the place to go. Always hard to choose.
Always hard to choose. But Sydney's got a good atmosphere here. Looks like there's a lot of friends here to support the Sydney Sabres. And there goes right again to the air.
Fourth down, trying to find his man Deion Taylor on the outside, but it's knocked down. Good defense there by Oxford Green. It was Troy Brayman and Dallin Camp to come over to knock it away.
Now, we've seen Deion Taylor make spectacular catches on the interception, but again, he's going to make a play. He keeps going to his number 14 receiver, and eventually he's going to come down with a big play.
So Oxford Green holds on defense, and they trailed 22-0, but Sydney was off to a great start there, marching right down the field, but they're able to get a stop.
Yeah, you're not always going to hit home runs, but that's a good base hit there. So let's see if Oxford Green can keep it moving.
All right, 8:55 to go here in the third quarter, and Sydney leads 22-0 over Oxford Green. And let's see if OG can get something going here in this second half.
Back under shotgun with that diamond offense, three backs in the backfield.
And it's been Elijah Eggleston the rest of the way here, and he'll hand it off here to Keegan Waltz. A little end around from the right side, cuts back to the middle. He's brought down after a gain of about six or seven.
Number seven, Keegan Waltz, he shows good vision. He gets to the outside, cuts downhill very fast. We'll see if they go to him a little bit more this half.
Yeah, really nice run there, had some speed, and they're going to be about a second down and three to go here.
So what you see with that diamond package is you have two up backs kind of as the fullback, and then you have the tailback behind the quarterback under shotgun. And they try to pitch to him and let those up fullbacks kind of get to the secondary level of the defense.
Yeah, it worked really nicely that time. He found himself in some space. I thought Sydney closed well, but here's a second down, and again, about two or three to go. Here's the snap, and they're going to run it up the middle again with Waltz, and he's just short of the first down. Spins for a little extra, but going to be third and inches, I would say, coming up here at the 45-yard line.
Looks like they may give it to him. Maybe an inch or two short.
So Oxford Green going left to right on your radio dial.
There we go. Nice first down.
Oh, they got it.
See, that might be Oxford Green's half. They get a good stop on defense. Two strong runs by Waltz.
As we said earlier in the game, it just felt like they were kind of trying to find their way a little bit. And maybe this second half is what the doctor ordered here for OG. With 7:55 to go in the third, Sydney leading 22-0, but Oxford Green trying to rally here early in the third.
Well, you got to remember, too, their starting quarterback seemed to go down. I'm not sure what the injury was there, so they put in another young, again, sophomore quarterback. So it's a change of pace for him. I'm sure he's got to get the butterflies out, but he seems to settle down a little bit. Looks like he's running a good offense right now, leading that team.
Looks like another injury on the field on the far side. Pops back up, appears to be okay. Going to be a second down and probably about nine to go here coming up for Oxford Green, but yeah, we did not see anything happen to Jacob Gallo. I mean, he was doing some quarterback keepers. He took a couple of hard hits, but there was no, like, down on the field having to be helped off. He went off at the end of a series and never came back, so we hope that he's okay.
Yeah, let's hope he is okay. I mean, he had some great runs. He had a few good throws there. He's a big-body quarterback. Seemed like he was the engine to the hood of that Corvette, and now they got a nice sophomore quarterback out there, and he seems to have settled down. Let's see if he can get things going.
And I will say, from the eight-man games of Oxford's that we've done over the last few years, he's been really durable, really tough. So for him to go out tonight, I would say that's really have to be something serious. Little handoff here for Oxford. They avoided a tackle for loss in the backfield. They get back up to about midfield, third and five coming up here for Oxford.
Yeah, let's hope Gallo's okay and that he can play the next game. It is his senior year. Gosh, it must stink to get hurt your senior year. You got a lot of football left.
6:40 to go, third quarter. Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Austin Henschy. And we have Jim Tomeo. He's our producer down in the studio at WCDO. I think Craig Stevens might be hanging around down there, too. Guy never leaves. So we got a third down and about five to go. Here's the snap. Wants to throw to the outside. Pass is complete for the first down for Oxford Green, and they find Richard Hunter. Cuts back from the left side all the way to the right wing. 35-30, 25-20. Can he get around to the outside? He's brought down at the 20-yard line, and we got a flag on the play here. But what a run after the catch. Some yak yards here for Richard Hunter.
Yeah, Dickey Hunter goes from the left side to the right side, shows some really good parallel moving. He's a good runner. It's nice to see the ball in his hands.
I've always enjoyed watching him. And in the eight-man game, he gave people fits because he had all that room to work with. This is my first chance getting to see him in 11-man, and we'll see what this flag is about here. Boy, you hope it's not against Oxford Green negating another nice run here for Hunter.
It looked like the penalty was thrown further down. Yeah, they're going to get a holding call. It's going to bring it back, but it was at the spot foul, so they still get the first down. They just bring back the yardage. But man, what a play by Richard Hunter. And like you said, eight-man football, that's probably his style of play if you see that speed. But his speed is contributing enough to the 11-man game when you can take it from the left hash to the right hash. It's nice to see that development.
I mean, in eight-man, it was like, hey, let's throw it out in the flat and let him go one-on-one with somebody, and he would just turn on the jets. It was a lot of fun to watch.
QB keep up the right side.
And nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
So, again, they did get the first down. Nothing here on first down. So about a second and 10 coming up. Sydney leading 22 to nothing with 5:45 to go here in this third quarter, live under the lights at Alumni Field tonight.
Once again, the name Dubuque comes up. That was a nice tackle there. It looks like Logan Mott, too, on the tackle. He'll be coming out.
Sydney rotating some pieces in here. Good opportunity to see some new faces. But again, I've been impressed on this drive and in the third quarter in general with Oxford Green just refusing to quit. Boy, it'd be nice if they could cash in here. Going to be a second down and 10. Little end around. They find Hunter to the 35. Cuts back to the outside. Still on his feet, but brought down. A good tackle by Grady Loeffler on that far side for Sydney.
Very good tackle. Low and hard. Twist him to the ground. They call that the gator roll. That's a new technique that they're coaching at this level.
Boy, if he gets past Grady there,
he might be gone.
He might be gone.
But again, he juked and jived. Three or four different defenders missed, and then Grady's there for the tackle. This Richard Hunter does not go down easy.
No, he really doesn't. I've been impressed. The other thing I've been impressed with, Hench, is watching Elijah Wright. When he's not on the field, he's over here talking to one of the assistant coaches, constantly looking like he's asking questions like, what can I do? What about this? What about that? I love to see that.
Yeah, learning is earning. You know, he wants to get better on the next play. He's watching his team. He's communicating with the coach. And that's why you see him make plays every time he's out there.
Sydney's going to take a timeout. Green Oxford's going to take a timeout. With 4:25 to go, third quarter, Sydney leads 22 to nothing here on High School Football Tonight, WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard.
Stove pipes, heat tape, window plastic, and weather stripping.
And they stock RV supplies, including RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more.
Barnard's also makes keys, and now my dad cuts glass and plexiglass to size.
Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound.
Well pumps and pressure tanks, too, whatever they are.
It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North. North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back out of the timeout, a third down, which is going to be very close to a first down run here for Oxford Green. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Austin Henschy. And Hench, what'd you see on that play there for Oxford Green to keep this drive alive?
Again, Eggleston with a QB keep around the outside. Looks like he got about 9 yards. Could be a game of inches here for the first down. Might be fourth and short, third and short.
Sydney's got a player kind of limping off here. Caden Velastic appears to be okay. But, you know, we've seen a lot of games this week. I did some soccer on the radio. Still seeing, even this kind of midway through the season, a lot of guys cramping still.
Well, the last name like Velastic, you just got to get some pickles.
Yeah, you got to get some pickles in here, right? So, all right, 3.5 to go here in this third quarter. Going to be Keegan Waltz. He's got the first down and a little more. Waltz still on his feet, tripped up at the 15, down to about the 12.
This Waltz kid, great vision. You see him cut to the right, cut to the left, get downfield. Again, good ball security, high and tight. And, you know, hats off to the Sydney crowd. They got a lot of good fans here supporting their local team. Cheerleaders are out screaming. It's nice to see the atmosphere.
Yeah, great atmosphere here tonight for the Sabres as they're excited to have their first home game of the season.
And you got some Oxford Green over there on the other side, too. Nice to see the benches full.
And they are driving here. They got a first down in the red zone at about the Sydney 15 as they go left to right. Going to be a handoff to the right side and brought down at the line. Guess who? Michael Morrissey right there on the tackle.
It's those Morrissey brothers, M&M, all night, man. Curtain call.
Just big, strong, athletic guys. And they have just made their mark. You know, Hench, you're going to have to help me tonight. We give out our three awards in our postgame show tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. We give two to the winning team, one to the losing team. So start thinking. We got a lot of candidates, I would say, on the defensive side.
I don't know. It sounds like those brothers might have to share one of those awards.
Yeah,
tonight.
Seriously. We'll split it in half for them. I'm not sure. They've done a good job. 2:10 to go here in the third. Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing, but OG is driving. They'll look to hand it off again to the right side. Cutting back. And pushing the pile forward across the 10 down to about the 8 here for Ludoff.
Yeah, it seems like Ludoff's getting his feet wet a little bit. He's getting out there, getting outside a little bit faster, gaining some yards. We've seen him a little bit more the second half.
And so this is going to be a third down and about 4 to go at about the 8-yard line.
Let's see if they come back out in that diamond offense with the two upbacks and the tailback. Seems to be working well for them.
And we got a minute and a half to go here in the third. Sydney leading 22 to nothing, but Oxford Green trying to put their stamp on this drive as they've done a nice job here in this third quarter. Came out, got a stop on defense, and they've marched down the field. And here's the snap. They're going to go back to Keegan Waltz. Can he get to the edge on the left side? Cutting back from the right, he's brought down. We got a flag on the play. Believe this is going against the Sabres.
Like it may have been a face mask there, but who else? I mean, it's been Waltz this whole drive. This has been his drive. He's shown to be a leader, and he's getting that ball downfield quick.
Yeah, as he was getting tackled on the far side, looked like from our angle, and again, this is on the far, far side of the field, away from the press box, somebody might have gotten the face mask. Either that or some sort of a horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
Just the way he got taken down there.
Yeah, it was hard to tell. Horse collar, face mask, one of the two.
So this is going to keep this drive alive here for Oxford.
Yeah, fresh new four. Let's see if they can pound it in.
So OG going to be a first and goal to go here.
Seems like they've had the ball most of this half other than the first series.
It really has, yeah. 1:08 to go here in the third. I feel like they've kind of controlled the pace of the third quarter. So here's the snap. They'll look to hand it off. Nowhere to go. Morrissey coming through and says, not this time. Wow, what a play.
It's been 72 and 73 all night on defense.
I mean, he just broke through and bear hugged him.
do you think their mother's just saying, who's going to get the dessert tonight?
Yeah.
You know, which one of you boys is going to earn it tonight?
Well, they've both done a good job, and I'm sure they're probably eating their parents out of house and home, that's for sure.
Oh, man, what it is to be at your parents' house eating all everything in the fridge.
Just everything in sight, right?
Good grief. Those were the days.
Mom brings home groceries, and they're gone in a day and a half.
So that's got to be a lot of groceries for those two big grown boys.
And the snap is a little low. He's able to tuck it, but again, nowhere to go. He tried to make something out of nothing there. And so it's going to be third down coming up. I remember when Craig's boys were playing football, Craig Stevens down at the station, he was like, I'm stopping to buy a gallon of milk every day. Where is it going?
We are down to their third quarterback. That was not Eagleson. That was number two under center there. Oh, now Eagleson's coming back in. So when you're down to your third quarterback, you really have to change some situational footballs. Your playbook shrinks quite a bit.
Yeah, that was Troy Brayman who came in to try to maybe run something a little different there, a little goal line look, but they are going to go back here to Eagleson.
All right, Eagleson, let's see what you got, kid. Put it in the end zone.
Third down and about six to go, maybe seven. They've been backed up. Eggleston's going to hand one off here to Sev Lodge, his first carry.
And there you go, push the pile.
They're pushing him forward, and Lodge is down to the goal line, but he's a little short. Boy, he was just fighting for every inch there, but I think it's going to be just a little short here. What do you think?
Yeah, hats off to OG for pushing the pile. They know the scheme. You got to get your guy in the end zone. It's nice to see somebody else get the ball. Sev Lodge, you know, he pushed the pile. He broke a few tackles on his own there. Good for him. Big body back.
So, end of the third quarter. It's 22-0. Sydney on top of Oxford Green. When we come back, a fourth and goal to go for OG. We'll see if they can punch it in. Friday Night Lights. Stay tuned here on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, here we go to start the fourth quarter. It is going to be a fourth and short as we switch ends of the field. So now we will have Oxford Green going right to left. What was that latest Unitego update you had?
Looks like Morrisville is up on Unitego 34-29 with 1 minute left.
Oh, boy. So that's been a back-and-forth game. And I believe I did have a Bainbridge update here, too. BG leads 28-20 with about a minute to go in the third.
Sounds like Newark Valley put up some late points.
Yeah, so that looks like it's going to be a close finish down in Bainbridge. But here we go. This is going to be a fourth and goal to go for Oxford Green as we start the fourth quarter. Sydney leads 22-0. And OG looking for their first points of the night. They switched ends, so they're now going right to left. They're down to our left. And the snap is high. This is Troy Brayman in at QB, and he gets tackled.
And who else?
Morrissey was right there, as well as Aiden O'Connor. Michael Morrissey, Aiden O'Connor. The snap was high. That didn't help. But nowhere to go. Therefore, Brayman. That stings if you're OG because you put together a really nice drive.
Terrific drive.
You controlled a lot of the third quarter. Yeah, couldn't finish it off.
But again, too, no Eagleson there. Quarterback switched up quarterback on a last-minute drive.
Do you think they must have some sort of package put in down there on the goal line?
I'm not sure if it's their big back package, but it was Eagleson's drive. He drove him all the way down there. Not to discredit him at all, but he was the guy there. You'd like to see maybe Hunter get involved there a little bit as well. He had a lot of the yards getting down to goal line. But things happen. You know, you don't know the situation at the time.
So Sydney takes over now, going left to right to start the fourth quarter, backed up on their own goal line. They'll say, let's get a little real estate here with Aiden O'Connor. pumping it forward. He's out to the 30, carrying about three guys with him before he's tackled at the 33.
That was 20 yards solely through the hole, and then he took three OG defenders for a ride.
Boy, he is fired up, too.
Yeah, this is his night.
Sydney, I've loved the energy tonight.
Yeah, it's good to see. You know, you see the atmosphere again. The fans are building up the players are building up each other. It seems like a good team camaraderie out there for the Sydney Sabres.
So when this game ends up, make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a quick one where we give out our offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game awards, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Going to be a first down here for Sydney. Again, going left to right. They'll let him eat. They go right back to O'Connor. He's got the first down all the way out to midfield. They started this drive on their own two. They're all the way out to the 49.
Yeah, Aiden's parents are going to have to buy him a new undershirt there, because you see his shirt's ripped, hanging off. He's dragging people all day, and now he's cramping up. But, hey, you deserve those cramps. You ran hard tonight.
And you'll love to see the sportsmanship. Richard Hunter helping him a little bit there as he goes over to the sideline, and we believe it's just a cramp here. But again, across multiple sports, I've seen a ton of guys cramping up here in the middle part of the season. You know, I usually see it in the beginning part, but
diets are crucial.
Yeah.
You get in what you put out. So you got to it's all about what you put in your body. And, you know, at these younger ages, you know, fast food's quite popular. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, could be. Or we need to see the pickle juice over here on the sideline. We'll see.
Get the pickle juice and mustard out.
I was going to say, we were talking about it the other day. Here's the handoff for Sydney to the right side, out to the 45. We were doing a Delhi game, Delhi-Walton, a few years ago, and Delhi just has jars, the squirt bottles of mustard right on the sideline, just going ahead.
Even in high school and college, my friends and I, it was electrolytes all day, Pedialyte. I'd drink a gallon of Pedialyte just before the game.
My goodness.
We always run into issues.
And so the run gets up to about the 46-yard line here. So Sydney's got a couple of guys out right now cramping.
Yeah, Grady Leifler with a nice run there.
Yeah, good run up the middle. He's been pretty dangerous there.
For sure. They've got a lot of balance on the offensive side.
And they're going to hand it off here to Caden Vlasic. And he's brought down at about the 45.
And, you know, you like to think that a leader would be an upperclassman, but Elijah Wright, again, helping a player off the field that's injured, you see his leadership by action. It's nice to see that out of a young quarterback. You know you got a bright future there.
9 minutes to go here in the fourth. Sydney leading 22-0 over Oxford Green. OG has had some chances here tonight. Couple of nice drives. Their best drive of the night at the end of the third quarter, starting the fourth, but they get stopped on fourth and goal.
And hats off to these kids' grit. You don't see any of them hanging their head. They're still out there trying to fly around, make a play.
So here's Sydney on a third down and about five to go to the outside. Elijah Wright, can he turn the corner? No, he's brought down. What a tackle there. I believe that was, yeah, that was Troy Brayman. Through.
Yeah,
huge
very
tackle.
Big hit. Yep.
Wow, again, as you said, Hench, no quit from these Oxford Green guys, and a fourth down and about six, maybe seven to go at midfield for Sydney.
Let's see if Sydney evolves into some special teams. We haven't seen a punt yet tonight. But maybe not. Maybe it's not in their heart.
You know, we're looking at some of these scores tonight, and I'm thinking down the road a couple of weeks, Sydney, BG. Can any of these teams give Delhi a good run? Walton's going to be in the mix. I think we should have some good games coming up.
I don't know. By the looks of it, Sydney might be able to compete with a Delhi. I'm not going to slouch on them. They've been very balanced, very sound tonight. A lot of good athletes, a lot of good leadership, a lot of good coaching. It's good to see the full realm of it.
Yeah, Sydney looking like they want to punt, but it's going to be a timeout taken here by Sydney before the snap. So we'll step away with 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
For all your painting and staining needs, Curtis Lumber has just what you're looking for, including Cabot Premium Wood Care products. Take the drudgery out of deck maintenance. Remove dirt, algae, and mildew stains with Cabot ready-to-use deck wash. Defend your deck from the elements with Cabot exterior stain for lasting beauty and protection. From decking to outdoor furniture, siding to fencing, you can count on Cabot and Curtis Lumber for expert advice so you don't work harder than you need to. For store locations, visit curtislumber.com.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull joined by Austin Henchy tonight, his debut here on WCDO. And Henchy, you've done a great job. Here's fourth down for Sydney out of the timeout and looking to go, but nowhere as OG coming through. Ball actually loose, and I believe OG got it.
Don't hang your head right. You've played a good game.
Yeah, you got the lead midway through the fourth.
Kid's been fighting all night. Good for him.
Yeah, it looks like the fumble was live, and OG is going to fall on it right on the Sydney S here and have it at midfield. But again, no quit out of this squad. Love to see it.
Well, let's see if OG can put together a drive. They got so close the last drive to putting some points on the board. I know it would be good for their confidence going forward. Let's see if they can make it happen.
Yeah, 7:38 to go here in this fourth quarter. Just a tough break there. Great pass rush there by OG to break through and find a way to get to the quarterback there, Elijah Wright. So here we go. OG with the ball going left to right at midfield. They're in the white tops as Eggleston is back in. Throws to the outside looking for Ludoff as the pressure was coming, but it goes through his hands and out of play. But again, they're in the white tops, the black helmets, and the black pants. It appears that they've been playing kind of in the Oxford colors on the road, and their home games, which have been at green so far. I don't know if they have plans to play any up in Oxford. They've been wearing the green colors at home.
Speaking of muddy hills and fields, gosh, that Oxford field, that big, you know, mud trench down to the field, that's an old stadium as well. That's another one like the Sydney old field.
I love watching games there. I mean, just kind of, it's like they're down in the bowls. We got a flag on the play here on a second down and 10. Is again Sydney bringing the house.
I had an aunt visit from Texas maybe 20 years ago. She took a 20-foot slide in mud down that hill for a JV game, and I felt so bad for her. It was a rain mud bowl, and she had to sit there and watch us play football covered in mud. I'm sure a lot of people had taken a stumble down that hill.
Yeah, it's a steep hill. They've done a really nice job with making some new bleachers and stands
Sure.
It's been really good.
No, that's a unique high school football field and atmosphere. They had good night soccer games there as well. And what Green has done with their facility as well. They have another beautiful turf field. And, it's nice to see the turf fields for these kids. You know, it keeps them healthy. And it keeps the games vibrant for bad weather situations.
Yeah. And so in the meantime, while we're going down memory lane, Sydney gets the ball back here at midfield. And
yeah.
So they lead 22-0 with 7:23 to go.
OG fumbled on a reverse play there. And now you give the ball back to Elijah Wright. And they are not hesitating.
No, so pretty much nothing, no harm done there, nothing lost for Sydney as they'll get the ball back just about 5 yards from where they fumbled it. So, yeah, OG put it on the ground, and Sydney will get it back. And so they're inside OG territory going left to right, and we'll have our final score here from Unitigo.
Yeah, it looks like Morrisville took down Unitigo 34-29.
So really back-and-forth game there for the U. Morrisville Eaton, a very, very good program. Section 3 has really put out some great eight-man teams over the last few years. So the U knew that was going to be a tough one tonight, but, boy, they had the lead. Things looked good. I'm sure that Coach McCroney didn't want to let that one slip.
By the looks of it, sounds like it went back and forth, so nothing to hang your head on. If you put up a fight, it'll always pay off later.
And so this is going to be a first and 10 now for Sydney, leading 22-0 midway through this fourth quarter. And they'll look to hand it off to Aiden O'Connor. A little stiff arm. Gets to the right side. We got two flags on the play before O'Connor is tackled at about the 35. So one came from the back and one came from the sideline here. We'll see who those are against. With, again, Sydney leading 22-0, 7:10 to go here in this fourth quarter.
Hopefully, Nate, we'll be getting us the Bainbridge score here in a little bit for you as well.
Well, my contacts at Bainbridge were heading home, so we'll see what else I can get out of there. They were up 28-20 early fourth quarter was the last check we had. But those darn guys that run Jerry's Inn had to go back to Jerry's. They were there taking photos. I guess somebody's got to cook down there, so they do get the after football crowd. We'll see if we can get those updates, because that's a close one. The last check we had was Delhi up 7-6 against Tioga at home tonight as well.
Yeah, I've heard Jerry's Inn has really, really good water.
Yeah, right. Really good water down there at Jerry's. And so this will be first down now. O'Connor to the near side, and he's wrapped up. And this Oxford Green line saying, okay, we're going to get to you finally here.
It's the first time we've seen him get tackled, it feels like.
Boy, that was a great play there by Isaiah Sexton. 6'1", 190, came barreling through to meet O'Connor in the hole.
That's a big boy. He penetrated very hard through the center and made a nice play on Aiden O'Connor.
And so this is going to be a second down and long here. O'Connor's run got negated there, again, while we were talking a little bit about the out-of-town scoreboard. So Sydney not able to really make much progress so far here on this drive with 6.5 to go. But they're chewing some clock with a 22-0 lead. So waiting for the snap. Oh, and Tioga has jumped ahead of Delhi 28-7 in the fourth quarter. Thank you for the update there. So the Tigers are still the Tigers. That's how it goes.
They are still quite dominant. 20 years going. Very good for Tioga. They seem to be the advantage in Class D football the last few years.
And I did get another BG update here. Looks like BG's ahead 34-28 with about 5.5 to go. Going to double check that they are ahead there.
Let's see if BG can close.
So that would be a big win for them. I know they want to open their new turf field with that victory. And so again, boy, OG getting some great pressure here on the line on a second down and about 20 to go here for Sydney. They're going in the wrong direction, Hinch.
Yeah, very good tackle for a loss by Talon Davis, number 73 for OG there. Again, this Oxford Green team not hanging their head yet. No time to give up.
No, I think they've started to figure some things out during this game. As you said earlier, I thought you put that very well. Like, don't hang your heads. We're going to figure things out. And they've really had to shuffle some pieces around since the very start of this game, too. So we got 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sydney leading 22-0. No points have been scored here in the second half.
Sydney still coming out in the spread, 2x2.
Looking to drop back third in a country mile. They throw one up into the night sky. Little miscommunication. He was looking for Deion Taylor there. But
yet again, Deion Taylor looked to come up a little bit with a cramp there late in this game. He started to limp off.
Almost looked like they kind of lost it in the lights, too, and we got a player down here in the backfield. Looked like a late, it went down late there. I don't see any flags on the play. And is that Wright? I can't tell.
Yeah, it is Elijah Wright. He threw the ball. It looked like he got a low hit there late. With this kid's leadership and toughness, I have no doubt that he'll stand right back up.
Yeah, we'll hope that he's all right. We'll step away for an injury timeout. Sydney leading 22-0, about 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Injury timeout. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Back from the injury timeout, Sydney going to punt it away here to Oxford Green. Good news is that Elijah Wright appears to be okay, walked off the field. But a little scary moment there, Hinch, for Sydney.
Yeah, another high attribute to his Madden rating. Elijah Wright proves that he is more than tough by getting up. It's nice to see him walk off. He's had a great game this evening.
Probably a scary moment, I would imagine. never been in that situation as a football player, but you're laying there and you're thinking, what is this? How bad is this? How bad does this hurt?
I can only imagine. To be a quarterback and have somebody running after you every play. But again, tough kid. You got to be tough to play that position. Hats off to him.
So Oxford Green, they've come alive here in the second half. They have been not. They have not been able to put any points on the board. They trail 22-0, but I got to really applaud the effort here that OG has put in. They'll get one last crack at it here on this drive late in the fourth quarter.
May have to call them the Battle Hawks instead of the Trojan Hawks because they are battling, you know.
Yeah, they really have battled here. Their starting quarterback tonight, out early with an injury, it appears, Jacob Gallo. They throw across the middle here as backup quarterback Elijah Eggleston was trying to find his tight end, Isaiah Sexton, who took a pop there as he went across the middle and couldn't hold on.
You know, good for Eggleston. He stood in there, took a nice throw, delivered it to the numbers. Unfortunately, the receiver could not come down with it.
I think it was actually Malquist who was coming across the middle. Had it for a split second, but again, that Sydney defense, so quick side to side tonight. I've been impressed.
They're all over the ball this evening. Group tackling, everybody's making good sound plays. Everybody knows where the ball is. It's nice to see that.
5:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Going to be a second down and 10 for Oxford Green. So look to break the huddle as the chill is in the air here tonight up at Alumni Field. Starting to feel like fall. So again, timeout on the field here. Make sure you stay tuned in a little bit for our post-game show. We'll give it our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. We're going to step away. Sydney on top, 22-0 here over Oxford Green. Late in the fourth quarter with about 5:20 left. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And out of the timeout here, second down and 10, Eggleston, the QB, running over to the 30, picks up a couple of yards before taking a big hit over near the sideline there from Loeffler and one other tackler on the far side. I believe it's one of the Morrisseys. And we got an injured player for Oxford Green.
No, that's a Sydney player.
Is that Sydney? Yeah, there is a Sydney player on the far side.
Let's keynote on Eggleston. You know, backup quarterback stepping in here tonight, and he's played fairly well. As a sophomore, you got to think his nerves were shaken early on, but he stepped in and played well for this OG team.
Yeah, he's an injured player for Sydney over on the far side. And so everybody taking a knee here at the moment. We'll step away for another injury timeout with 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney 22, Oxford Green nothing. For Austin Henschy, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Man, welcome back. 22-0 our score appears. Luckily, just a cramp there for Sydney as we're back underway. And This play going to be blown dead as, boy, Waltz does not like to go down easily here. But again, he was tracked down there by Michael Morrissey, and they blow the play dead.
But again, hats off to the Sydney team. Number 12, Jackson Astrologio, sacked the quarterback. The kid was down, sat there, helped him up. It's good to see good sportsmanship in this type of game.
Yeah, Astrologio has been tough here tonight, making a lot of little plays here and there. And this is going to bring up fourth down here for Oxford Green with 4.5 to go and Sydney on top, 22 to nothing.
You know, we haven't seen any Oxford Green kids cramping, so let's get some pickle juice in the Sydney cafeteria this week for lunch.
We need some bananas. We need some pickle juice.
Get some mustard on those sandwiches.
You know, and Hench, this is interesting. I hear this from a lot of different coaches across all the sports that I cover that, you know, kids today, they're not carrying the water bottle around at school. They're just not getting the liquids in, and they say, I really have to remind my guys, hey, you got to drink. Like, we can't just be drinking soda. We can't be drinking whatever all day. I want you guys to get some water. And then they're like, we really have to remind them.
Yeah, no doubt. Bring a gallon with you every day. Gallon of water, I mean, it will relieve you all the way through the third and fourth quarter. Cramps are not fun. It's a lot more fun to be out on the field, and if you're cramping, then you can't be out there.
So this is a fourth down here for Oxford Green. Kind of their last gasp here with 4:28 to go. Fourth and short. They're going right to left. They're in their own end. And nowhere to go. What a play by Michael Morrissey.
Michael Morrissey. Good grief.
I mean, he just blew that up.
He hasn't been blocked the whole night. And he is just making play after play. They are trying to block him. Hats off. But he's aggressive. He's strong. And he plays good defense.
Wow, Newark Valley has jumped ahead of BG 35-34 late in that game.
Wow, Newark Valley making a strong second half push.
Trying to spoil BG's party.
Let's see if the local team here on the Susquehanna can bring it home.
And so Sydney's going to have a turnover on downs. They'll have it at the 30-yard line going left to right. Deep in Oxford Green territory with 4:15 to go. And so some of the second stringers in here, but O'Connor says, I still want the ball, and runs across the 25 down to about the 23.
And O'Connor carrying four people with him. Once again, he's given free piggyback rides to the OG defense tonight.
Only 45 seconds left in that one-point game, so it appears that NV is going to hold on here. Wow, what a game.
Gosh, sounds like BG fought, but fell off late. Good for Newark Valley.
Yeah, really back and forth game there. Of course, two really solid programs, but looks like Newark Valley might spoil the party of the new turf field down there with a one-point victory. They'll hand one back off to O'Connor here on the right side. Fights his way to the 24 before he's brought down there. Stays in bounds, though, so the clock will still run.
And once again, two or three people will take the tackle, number zero.
So 3:20 to go here, fourth quarter. 22-0 our score. And again, stay tuned as we'll have our post-game show coming up right after this one. Give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players for tonight's game. And again, we've had some outstanding candidates, especially on the defensive end. And so Sydney lining up here on a third down and about five to go. Again, going left to right. Two wide receivers split to the left, one to the right. Snap is high. They go back to O'Connor. He hits the hole. Bursts forward. He's got the first down, down to the 15, down to the 13 before he's brought down.
I think Aiden O'Connor made a bet with his father to score another touchdown tonight because he is not taking his foot off the gas.
I know. There must be $10 or $20 on the line here or something, right? I mean, Dad said, hey, let's go. You're not going to do it, so... But, yeah, he's running hard. I keep thinking maybe they'll pull him out. Got to keep him healthy. You worry about those running backs. I'm not trying to knock on wood, curse anybody here, but
I think he would tell the coach, I'm not coming out.
Yeah, he seems like that type.
As much as you want to be coachable in this situation, it's tough to come out of a game when you're having that well of a game.
2:10 to go. Somebody jumped on the line here as Richard Hunter ended up in the backfield.
That would be a false start on Sydney. They have to do something wrong tonight.
It's been a pretty clean game overall. What do you think? A couple flags here, a little bit more in the second half. But
I mean, a few hiccups early just in terms of alignment, getting guys settled. But once they got a groove, it's been pretty downhill rolling for them.
And we've been talking a little bit during the break here that Jesse Newell, number 54, he's in a boot, little scooter down there. Told me before the game broke a little bone somewhere in his leg right during kind of preseason time. And so he's looking to get healthy. He'll know in a couple of weeks if it needs surgery or not. But he said he's hoping to be back for basketball. So,
but again, look at his leadership. He's down there on the sideline cheering on his team. He's got a headset on. He wants to be involved. So it's the little things, you know. It's the best part about being part of teamwork is, you know, being there for your brothers. And hats off to him again for out there yelling as loud as he can.
He's here pregame. He's helping guys with some warm-up stuff. Just no place he'd rather be. So this is going to be a second down at about 11 to go here for Sydney. Again, going left to right. They're inside the red zone at about the 15, waiting for the snap. It's high. They go right back to O'Connor. No, QB keeper up the middle. Good for a couple of yards as clock winding down here with 1:15 to go and Sydney on top 22 to nothing.
Hey, but you see some OG guys getting a tackle, celebrating. Nothing better than Friday Night Lights, whether the scoreboard predicts they'd win or not. They're still out here having fun.
These are some great memories for these guys that they'll always cherish. I'm sure you see it all the time too, Hench. Guys coming back saying, boy, I didn't realize how much I was going to miss it out there.
Yeah, I miss it every day. I'd be lying if I say I don't dwell just being out here.
And you got to play some bonus ball too in college for quite a while, which we'll have to talk about sometime.
Most certainly. And there goes Grady Leifler again.
Yeah, good run off the left side. Got a little extra block, and he's brought down at the 5. So Sydney here with 30 seconds might be able to cash in one more time. We'll see what they decide to do.
I'm sure Aiden O'Connor's begging for the ball one more time. He hasn't had enough touches tonight.
He is looking over here at the sideline. I think Sydney coaching staff is almost telling the guys, all right, come back over here. But I think the guys want to run that one more play.
Oh, they sure do.
Clock's at 10 seconds, though, and they're not lining up, so I think this could be our final. No points in the second half, but that doesn't matter because Sydney is going to get out of here and win their home opener 22-0 over Oxford Green. Hence your final thoughts here before we take a break, before we get to our postgame show.
You know, well done game by the Sydney Sabres. Well-rounded, offensive, defensive. Even those squib kicks on special teams were satisfactory. You know, good young coach here. He's off to a 3-0 start. Maybe they'll be the one to compete with the Delhis and Tiogas of the world.
Yeah, Sydney picks up their second win of the season, so 2-0, correct? Yeah, 2-0. Beat Newark Valley, come back and win this. So good start to the season for Sydney. They win the home opener, and we'll be back with the postgame show. We'll get out our 3 awards here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. One last time as Sydney defeats Oxford Green by a score of 22-0. Before we get into our awards, the final is 35-34. Newark Valley takes down BG. Wow, so what a finish there. And it sounds like BG went for a Hail Mary there at the end. Some people saying, should there have been a flag, blah, you know, one of those things. So we'll see. But, hey, what a great game right down to the wire.
Found it. Gosh, wish we were there.
All right, let's give out our three awards here. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We wanted to go Richard Hunter here. You know, it's tough to give this to Oxford Green. They didn't put any points on the board tonight or anything, but we were just so impressed with Richard Hunter. Want to give him this award tonight.
Yeah, he shined bright this evening. I mean, he was the offensive factor for that OG team, consistently making plays. I mean, three or four times he was being tackled in the backfield, made a few people miss. I mean, the one play he went from the left hash to the right hash and back to the left, you got to give him a ball.
Next up is our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Well, you had to go with one of the Morrisseys, of course, Parker Dubuque, all these guys, really tough tonight, but we just thought Michael Morrissey was above and beyond. He gets the defense award.
Couldn't be stopped. Aggressive, good, fast, jump off the ball. He was in the backfield every play, big body, couldn't be blocked. He's the guy.
Lastly tonight, it's the JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge All-Purpose Award. JM is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. This was a tough one because there's several Sydney guys you could give this to, Elijah Wright, Aiden O'Connor, but we just thought the hard-nosed game that Aiden O'Connor put out there tonight, he's going to be the all-purpose player.
Yeah, feed the beast. He was the beast out there. We kept feeding him the rock. He was the one. He deserved the ball. Obviously, Elijah Wright, big leader on this team. He's got a bright future. He's only a sophomore, but the senior, Aiden O'Connor, he was given free piggyback rides all night. He's a unit.
So that's going to wrap up our three awards here, and Sydney gets a 22-0 victory, and Hench, how was your debut in the booth here?
I mean, you tell me. You're the stud out here. I'm just here so I won't get fined. So
no, you did great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's nice to be under the lights again. I'm really happy for these kids to, you know, make memories for the rest of their lives. They'll never forget this, and hopefully we can do it again.
So keep an eye on natelull.com. If you're on the homepage, there's a little tab that says Nate's Radio Schedule. I update that usually about a week in advance, so we'll figure out what games we're going to do next. And you can check that out there, as well as just listen to CDO. We'll be running the promos all week. You can listen to Rob Ray in the morning to figure out where we're going to be next week. And hopefully if I can drag Hench along once or twice more, we'll do that as well. So really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nate. I'm happy to cheer on the Sydney Sabres, and hopefully they can take down some more wins this season.
Yeah, I think we could have some great games coming up. Sydney, BG, BG, Delhi, Sydney, Delhi. We'll have to mark the calendar with some of those. So huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios down on Main Street. He's our in-game producer. Also to Craig Stevens. He does so much before the games, getting our log set up and all those things. So a huge thank you to Craig as well. Final score here tonight, 22-0. Sydney football taking down Oxford Green on the opening night here. Home opener for Sydney at Alumni Field. Again, a 22-0 score. We'll see you next week somewhere. We'll have some soccer during the week and then football sometime next week, it looks like, as well. For Austin Henschy, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Stuck waiting for you on the dark side of the moon, with an unbeatable view at a table for two. Texas calls to take me home. Spent two.